belt size, or shirt size. My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive, and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Shopping for boots this Christmas? Then get the Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, where you'll find over 5,000 pair and over 250 different styles of Western boots and work boots for the entire family, all at prices that meet or beat the online stores. Want the perfect gift for the people on your list or even yourself? Check out the Lucchese Collection, handmade Western boots of unrivaled quality, fit, comfort, and style. Premium luxury at an affordable price. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, your family-owned store for 61 years on Goodman Road in South Haven.
It's beautiful, cooler weather, so it's the perfect time to get to Outdoors, Inc. to get yourself outfitted to get outdoors. They've got new Patagonia, new North Face, and new Arc'teryx clothing. They've got new Hoka running shoes. They've got new 2019 Cannondale bicycles. And, of course, all these products, lifetime quality and covered by the store's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Outdoors, Inc. is a family business that has been outfitting Memphians since 1974. They've got a Midtown location on Union Avenue and East Memphis locations on Germantown Parkway and Poplar Avenue. So head on over to Outdoors, Inc., where the service is as high quality as the clothes.
Airman Rogers, status.
It's a black hat, sir.
Looking for a new challenge? The Air National Guard protects the homeland you see and everything you can. Get trained to eliminate threats in the air, space, and even cyberspace. You have the intelligence. Now, make it a career with the Air National Guard. Visit us at goang.com/now or call us at 1-800-TOGO-ANG.
Threat eliminated, sir.
Dell's Black Friday sale for small business is on. Save up to 50% with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and the latest servers. Even other top brand electronics are on sale. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Quantities are limited. Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business needs at Black Friday prices. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, it is that time. Let's do the Chris Harrington thing.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to? There's no Chris. Sorry.
Hello?
You are. Yeah, now we have. Go ahead. What are we listening to?
That is country guitarist Roy Clark and blues guitarist Clarence Gatemouth Brown duetting on the Duke Ellington Jazz Standard Take the A-Train from a 1979 episode of Hee Haw. Longtime Hee Haw host Roy Clark died yesterday.
Okay. The Memphis Grizzlies, they play the Sacramento Kings tonight. In fact, it is, I have here, I probably should have given this out too. I just gave away some tickets that the Grizzlies had given us. Jeffrey gave away the tickets that the Grizzlies have given us, honestly. Tonight, though, is the cooking apron night, the Marc Gasol cooking apron night. First 5,000 fans receive a Marc Gasol cooking apron. Would you like to have a Marc Gasol cooking apron?
You know, I don't wear an apron, and I probably should because I'm not, like, the neatest cook. You know, I haven't seen the quality of the apron, but I doubt I will receive one. But if I did, I might put it to use, sure.
Yeah, it's a good looking apron, I will tell you that. So there you go. All right, you did a mailbag, and it has lots of interesting things in it, and I will not go into all of them, but one of them is about Carmella. What are your thoughts? I'm obviously Carmella. They're not bringing in Carmella. What would be your thoughts on Carmella?
You mean for the Grizzlies or just generally?
Yes, for the Grizzlies.
You know, I think you could. There's an argument you could make, and I actually may have made it 2 years ago, right? And the argument would be this is a team that's better on defense than offense. They need scoring. He would boost the scoring. Because they're good on defense, they can mitigate, you know, his deficiencies there. And the Grizzlies, unlike a lot of teams, their two best players have the ability to defer to more of a high-volume shooter. You know, I think, you know, Gasol and Conley are different kinds of stars, right? And so they're probably the kind of stars that can accommodate someone who's going to take a lot of shots. And so in theory, like, you can talk yourself into it. I think there's a lot of problems with that. One is that I just don't think Carmelo is very good anymore. But the big thing to me is I would turn the whole, the Grizzlies are good defensively so they can absorb Carmelo's bad defense around and say, you don't want to take away from what is your strength. The reason you're good defensively is because of this, you know, gestalt that you have, this team-wide unity defensively. And I don't think you want to, you know, break a link in that chain. And I also think that you would risk Marc Gasol sort of going backward a little bit, because one of the reasons Gasol's having such a good season is because of the team context, right?
Right, right. And you don't want to mess with the good stuff that's happening with this team. With someone like that, they do have an extra roster spot. What do you think they could do, might do, should do with the extra roster spot?
I would be surprised if they filled it permanently anytime soon. Like, I could see them bringing someone on, you know, on a non-guaranteed deal to take a look, you know, maybe someone out of the G League or whatever. But I don't think they're going to fill it in a permanent sense anytime soon. I think it could be buyout stuff later in the season. It could be, you know, open roster for trade possibilities. More than likely, they're going to hunt around and try to find, you know, another Jermichael Green, another Wayne Seldon. Those are guys they plucked out of the G League as free agents, and they stuck. I don't see another Marshawn Brooks over in China, but you never know. It could be someone, you know, who's out there. And whatever injury problems they've had so far, I think they've been pretty manageable. So you never know what's around the corner in that standpoint. So I don't perceive that they're in any hurry to lock down that spot on any kind of permanent basis. So am I going to be surprised if we look up in a couple of days and they've signed some guy out of the G League on a non-guaranteed deal to take a look at him? Yeah, that might happen. But I don't foresee anything significant happening anytime soon.
One of the offshoots of the Dylan Brooks injury, or one of the things I've been telling myself when it happened, was they didn't have enough minutes as it was to go. They were already juggling Dylan Brooks and Wayne Seldon and Marshawn Brooks, and they didn't really have and so now they just, in the end, you're just going to have to play Wayne Seldon. You're going to have to play Marshawn Brooks in the minutes that Dylan Brooks would have gotten. And that's great if they play well. I mean, that's great if
I think that's the problem, because Dylan Brooks had not really been playing well. But I have, even though I'm someone who thought Seldon had more upside potentially, I'm at the point now where I just don't think he's going to be consistent. Like, I think he's a good player to have around, but I think Dylan Brooks going forward was going to be a more consistent contributor to the team than Wayne Seldon or Marshawn Brooks will probably ever be. And so I do think you've lost some of that solidity and consistency that I think you were likely to get from Dylan Brooks, and I don't think you're going to get that from Seldon or Marshawn.
Yeah, that's the problem. If they could be the players that if Marshawn Brooks could be the player that he was at the end of last year, Wayne Seldon could be the player that he was, I guess, in the play. Like, when did he have his best stretch in the summer league?
that's the problem. It hasn't been stretches. It's been, you know,
right,
a couple games here, and then, you know, he's never been consistent for a stretch. He's still, I mean, he's shooting like 40% from three now. You know, he can slash, he can shoot, he's strong. You know, wing players who can do that are good to have. So I think he's a useful player. I think he's totally an NBA player. But I don't think he is going to be the consistent rotation contributor night in, night out that you would want him to be. It doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
How much do you think we're going to see Utah? My friend Bruce Ryan is in Tokyo. He taught at MUS. He went to school with me at college. He taught Jeffrey. And he is he's actually the reason that Jeffrey's my producer, because he said you should think about hiring Jeffrey Wright as your producer when John left. So but he was in Tokyo yesterday, and he sent me a text saying that Utah's block led the news, which is great. Are we going to see him much?
You know, I think it's possible. I don't think he will be in the rotation plans to start the game. I think he got in the mix in that last game because of the foul trouble, right? And because they were shorthanded. But I did, and I wrote this at some point. I can't remember whether it was in something, an actual article or Twitter or whatever, but Utah is next in line for minutes, not DJ Stephens. And that makes me wonder even more, like, why they signed DJ Stephens to a two-way. Because your expectation would be that Utah's the project and DJ Stephens is like the 4A, fill-in guy, right, on those two-ways. Because they play basically the same position and they have similar skill sets. Like, Utah doesn't jump out of the gym, but they're both sort of, rangy, defense-first, small forwards, essentially. But the Grizzlies perceive Utah as ahead of the pecking order and more ready. And they think he can play NBA defense, like now, really. Offense is a totally different story with him. He is not ready on the offensive end. But they're really intrigued by him as an NBA-level defender. And so, I don't know. They still only have the 45 days. And so if Caspi's back, will they have him on the main roster? I don't know. But I do think that he's a guy who is going to see more time, earlier in this NBA season than I think most people expected. Because I think people expected none.
Right. All right. On to tonight's game. And honestly, the schedule moving forward, it's kind of interesting because...
This is what I'm writing about. Actually, I was trying to finish up a game day thing before radio, and I got 95% of the way there. So I'll have it up very soon after we're off the air.
But you got the Kings, and then Minnesota, and then the Mavs, then the Spurs, then the Clippers, and then the Knicks. And they're either winnable or they are, as you said yesterday, sortable games. Like, these are games, sortable games. Go ahead.
What you have over the next month, you have two five-game sets against other Western Conference teams you're competing with for the playoffs, broken up by a little four-game vacation against Eastern Conference teams. So you got five starting now, the five you just mentioned. Then you have four games against the East, and you come back with another five against the same mix of teams, essentially. You look at the Western Conference, you take Golden State out, even with their struggles, like I think they're a lock. And then you take Phoenix out, who are, I think, a lock not to be in the playoffs, right? Then you got 13 teams you're trying to sort. And you're going to play 10 of your next 14 or against that group of teams. And I think it's sorting season. And that's sort of what I'm about to put up, is that, you never know, for the most part, until hindsight, like what the demarcation points in a season are. But it felt like that win in Milwaukee was sort of a pivot point for the Grizzlies. That was let's believe in this a little bit now point. And now this next month, I think, is sort of proving season. And one of the things I looked at was, it takes you to December 12th, I guess. And still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I might have some beep on my phone.
Yeah,
it takes you to December 12th. And, that's still 4 months before the end of the season, so does that tell you anything? Over the past 5 years, of the 35 of the 40 teams that have been in the West top eight on December 12th ended up in the playoffs. And so you do see the real standings start to sort of come together at that point in the season. And so I think the next month is going to tell us a lot about the Grizzlies.
Yeah. Once again, just so people can see the schedule, it's the Kings tonight. And then it's Sunday at the T-Wolves. Then it's Monday back FedEx Forum against the Mavs. Then it's at the Spurs. And then it's at the Clippers. So that's your first set of five. Then you have what Chris referred to as your little vacation against the Knicks, the Raptors, the Nets, and the 76ers, your four-game Eastern swing. And then we come back with home against the Clippers, at New Orleans, home against the Lakers, at Denver, and home against Portland.
And all of those teams are teams. It is really remarkable. It is all of those teams are teams that are in the hunt with the Grizzlies. So it's 10 games. And you think by the end of it, we'll have a pretty – by the time we get to – the game after that one is Friday at the Heat – is a home game against the Heat on Friday, December 14th. You think we'll have a pretty good sense, barring catastrophic injury or something, of what the Grizzlies are?
Well, I think there's going to be some sorting that happens among those 13 teams. And so are the Grizzlies going to be sorted up, sorted out, or still in the muck, right? It could just be that they're sort of still in that muck. But I think, you know, when you're talking about 13 teams – a month from now, you're not going to talk. I don't think you'll be talking about 13 anymore. I think you'll be talking about, you know, so 13 for seven spots, you'll be talking about 10 for four spots or something like that, right? And so, you know, you look at it right now, the Grizzlies, Clippers, and Kings weren't really supposed to be part of this conversation. And they are on a path. They're on a, right now, their projected wins are 53 for the Clippers, 50 for the Grizzlies, and 47 for the Kings. Like, are all three of those teams going to stay on that trajectory? Or are one or more of them going to be sorted out of the mix in the next month? There's a team, and it probably won't be the Grizzlies, going to basically sort themselves up. You know, is Portland going to keep playing this way? And you look up, and they're, you know, 25-8 or whatever, you know. And so there will be some sorting that happens over the next month. It won't fully determine everything, but we'll get a much better picture of what the playoff race looks like.
In terms of tonight, I bet the Kings were not that high. I don't know where they ranked on your desirability. You had Zach coming back, or we thought. He obviously won't be playing tonight. But we had Zach coming back tonight. But this has become a much more entertaining game. Heck, they're tied. They're 8-6, just like the Grizzlies, the Kings.
Okay, Grizzlies are 8-5.
So 8-5, I'm sorry. Grizzlies are 8-5, they're 8-6, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's interesting. I mean, you look at what happened to Sacramento, and they couldn't slow down De'Aaron Fox, and it was one of the only games all season where the opposing two guard like went off, had a better than normal game, which is Buddy Hield. And so the Grizzlies need to win those backcourt matchups. They need to slow down the Kings. The Kings are second in the league in pace. They need for it to be a slower game. So I think that's the key to the game. But the interesting thing, subplot, is the Jaren Jackson Jr., Marvin Bagley. Because they played sort of even in Sacramento, and it was really interesting because they really did play head-to-head.
Yep.
More so than like a Jackson and DeAndre Ayton will. And so that'll be our first time in FedEx Forum to see those two players going head-to-head, which I think will be a sort of ongoing story to a degree.
Which game, and then they go to Minnesota. Obviously, that one's on the road. Do you consider one of these particularly much more winnable than the other, A? And then whose future would you rather have, Sacramento's or Minnesota's?
I would consider this one more winnable. I know the Kings have a better record than the Wolves, but I don't know that I think the Kings are really a better team than the Wolves.
Right.
And then this one's at home.
Yeah, okay.
I might, you know, that's a tough call now, and it seems odd to say that, but it sort of is. I still think that Karl Anthony Towns is the biggest talent on either team. And in the NBA, the biggest talent, especially if they're young, tends to be the best bet. And so I would probably still bet on Minnesota, but, man, it's a much closer call than you would have expected a month ago.
Yeah, no. Chris, thank you very much. We will see you later tonight and talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, Jeff.
That is Chris Harrington. His mailbag is up at the Daily Memphian, dailymemphian.com. Or you could go to Chris Harrington's Twitter feed, and you will see it there as well. When we come back, Jeffrey is going to make you rich. Jeff Dawkins Show, back in a moment, 92.9 FM. If
you want to have a delicious, exquisitely prepared Thanksgiving dinner that you and your family will remember well after the day is done, go to Bounty on Broad. That's right. Chef Russell Casey would like everyone to know that Bounty on Broad will be open Thanksgiving Day. So forget shopping and then working over the stove all day and then doing all those stacked up dishes. Spend all that time with your family instead. Bounty will be serving a special Thanksgiving menu in their beautiful restaurant with their legendary farm-to-table touch. In addition to that, Bounty is partnering with the Family Safety Center, an organization that's dedicated to removing individuals from domestic violence situations. Bounty on Broad will be providing survivors a special family meal Thanksgiving morning, and then we'll be collecting donations for the nonprofit the remainder of the day. That's the kind of generous, public-spirited place that the restaurant is. Bounty is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today to make a reservation at 901-410-8131. This Thanksgiving, do something unforgettable for your family and for other families, too.
The best-selling trucks in the country are Fords, and our own country Ford in South Haven has new Ford F-150s spilling over. This is great for you. Just talk to Terry at Country Ford. With all these new 2018s and the 2019s rolling in soon, Country Ford's year-end sales event starts right now. Country Ford is increasing discounts on new F-150s up to $12,000 off MSRP or zero interest financing. Get your new Explorer with up to $4,000 off MSRP, plus get zero interest for 72 months. New Country Ford Expeditions up to $9,000 off MSRP. Perfect timing. The best Ford year-end sales event in the country has already started early in South Haven. Echo Sports, Edge, Escape, Flex, Focus, Fusion, and Mustangs all at 0%. Don't miss this year's best Ford sale in the country. Year-end sales event is now. 95 East Goodman Road in South Haven or online at countryford.com. Whatever it takes, our own Country Ford gets it done for you.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Smith drive to the goal line. Johnson drive the lane.
You need drive to win the big game, and now you can drive the Tunica on I-269, the fast track to Tunica. To enjoy the big game at Tunica's all-new sports books, along with dining, concerts, and more. I-269 now open. All new Tunica Sportsbooks now open. Drive to win and log on to win today. TunicaTravel.com/drive to win.
Shop Lowe's today as Black Friday deals continue. Right now, get up to 40% off appliance special values and update to the latest appliances from top brands. You can even get free local delivery. Plus, you can save 5% every day on purchases big and small. Or get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 11/29 while supplies last. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum purchase required. See store for details. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
An Oak Hall employee by the name of Peggy Hurd. So Peggy Hurd is a total delight. She works in customer service. When you walk by to get your alteration, when you come in to get your alterations or whatever, she's the person that you are going to deal with. But here's the other thing you should know about Peggy Hurd. She's 87 years old. And when I asked her the other day if she planned on retiring, she said, "No, I love everybody here." She started working at Oak Hall, I think it was 30 years ago. Her husband had had a heart attack, and the family needed health insurance. So she started 30 years ago, and she has been there ever since. And I can tell you all about, in fact, last night I was at a, I did two different events yesterday, last night. I gave a talk, and then I was a quote-unquote celebrity bartender at a different event. And someone literally asked me, "Is that an Oak Hall jacket?" And I said, "Yes, it's an Oak Hall jacket." And they said, "Well, it's beautiful." And so I can tell you all about the beautiful clothes at Oak Hall. But in the end, it's people like Peggy Hurd who make Oak Hall what it is. People talk about service. And service is why Oak Hall has been around since 1859. But service is really, when you stop and think about it, just another word for people who love and thrive at their jobs. That is what service is. People like Peggy Hurd, age 87, who says that working at Oak Hall helps keep her alive and will help you with anything you need. As Clay Tidwell, another legendary employee, once said, always look your best. All right.
Shout out to Miss Peggy, one of the mother of one of my dad's closest friends.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just so much fun. Like, I'm doing this. Like I said, I'm doing this series of ads now for O'Call, where I get to talk to the people who make O'Call. And it's like people like Patty Hurd and JoJo Abbas and Gwen Cash, who is the woman who grew up in Orange Mound, went to Melrose High, was in the building when MLK gave his mountaintop speech. It's just a delight. So it's been a lot of fun. Can you make us some money now, though, please?
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money.
So at the beginning of this year, I reached into my wallet and I took out 10 crisp $100 bills.
I remember like it was yesterday.
And I handed them, put Jeffrey in Jeffrey's hand, and I said, Jeffrey, go forth and turn this money into more money for me, please. Mm-hmm. And I've been following the progress of this money. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, how much money do I have now?
You now have $2,000, Jeff.
What?
Yes.
$2,000? I've gone from $1,000 to $2,000?
Absolutely, sir. You're welcome.
Wow.
It's my gift to you.
That is 100%.
That is 100% return on investment.
100% return on investment.
Listen, the great ones look in the mirror.
And, holy smokes. The S&P 500, in the meantime, if I had taken that $1,000 and put it in a S&P 500 fund, where would I be now?
You would have lost 6.69%. Nice.
I'm so glad I gave you the $1,000 instead.
Uh-huh.
Where did you invest my money last week?
So last week we started off with Ohio State and Michigan State. And, Jeff, we called it the business play of the week. And it just absolutely, it was disgusting. It was gross. I still don't understand what Michigan State was doing when they decided to take a safety and have their deep snapper in a one-possession game snap it over the head of a punter. But they elected to do that. Ohio State then scored a touchdown on the subsequent possession. Michigan State never threatened again. That was just an easy, easy, easy fourth-quarter disgusting win.
When you say disgusting, why is the win disgusting?
If you would have watched the game, it was one of those where even though you never wanted to be on Michigan State's side,
You
still were never convinced that Ohio State was covering because even though they were so much better, they legitimately couldn't score.
So we took Ohio State, we gave the points. And we won.
We won easy.
Okay, go ahead.
Then we had our hero's journey of the week.
Yeah.
We laid 13 with Texas A&M. And, Jeff, as you and I have discussed, in any great story, you have to have a true villain. Batman had the Joker. The Avengers have Thanos. Well, I had Texas A&M fumbling at the Ole Miss 2-yard line and having that ball get returned all the way back to the end zone for a touchdown, in which I was going to sit there the entire rest of the game. It's a 14-point swing. And a 14-point swing, when you're laying two touchdowns, it's just, you can't recover from that.
Right.
Well, Texas A&M rose to the challenge, and they were the heroes of the week last week as they busted off after Ole Miss attempted an onside kick to cut it back to 7 points. They busted off a massive 50-yard run. They then proceeded to allow Ole Miss to drive the length of the field and then finally stalled out on fourth down for a never-a-doubt classic hero's journey of the week win.
Wow. That made us 2-0.
Yes, that made us
2-0. Money stacks getting higher. What was our next one?
Then our next game was our one loss of the week. We went to Knoxville, Tennessee. Death Texas.
Yeah.
Tennessee beating Kentucky at home.
We had people on Twitter saying you had badly misjudged that game. Kentucky was no good. Cool. And
I embraced the hate because I had two more wins coming right after that.
Okay, so you were wrong about... who do you think you were more wrong about there, Kentucky or Tennessee? In other words, what was the at the bottom of that
If you watch that game, I think I was... I guess
Tennessee played well.
I guess Tennessee, right? I mean, I didn't think that Kentucky was going to go in and I didn't think it was going to be like, oh my God, they're going to win by three touchdowns. But I thought they could win by a score.
I thought they could run the ball.
Well, and I thought their defense would get after Garantano better than. And Garantano has been extremely solid this year.
Yep.
Extremely solid.
All right, so that's the one loss. You got to take a loss here and there. That's fine. It's not, everything's not peaches and cream. Go ahead.
I mean, hey, listen, if you're going to only bat 800 on a weekend, you know.
Go ahead. What were the next one?
Then our next game.
Alabama first half.
Alabama first half, Jeff. Death taxes. And
what did you lay on Alabama first half? And what was the, you remember what it was?
I laid 13 and a half. And I mean, I guess at this point, I do have to give a quick shout out to the back judge that ended up throwing the block in the back penalty.
Right.
I guess I do owe an assist on that.
Right.
But at the same time, the game played out exactly like I thought it would.
Okay. So you won that one. And lastly?
And then lastly, we turned our attention to the Gus Malzahn got the vote of confidence. His team's going to lay an egg game of the week. And Georgia tried to make it interesting by not getting after Jarrett Stidham early in the passing game, and Stidham, when he has time to throw, looked pretty good at times. And in the second half, DeAndre Swift, gosh, Jeff, he's getting healthy. He's looking really good.
Yeah, someone said there's vapor trails.
Yes.
He is so fast.
He's that Tavon Austin fast where on a field of fast people, you go, God, he's fast.
Right, he is really fast.
Yeah.
Okay, well, nice week, Jeffrey. Let's just now, you know, the thing is that anyone can have a good week. Can you put it back to back?
That's a good point.
So what are we going to do? How are we going to do with my $2,000 now?
All right, Jeff, you remember how we discussed that this is a gritty, disgusting
game? This is not the most glamorous set of college football games. I grant you that.
Well, gentlemen and ladies out there, let's roll up our sleeves. Let's take Wake Forest +7 at home because it is going to be gross. We need a really... It's one of those games where when you look at it, Wake has been terrible. They're taking on Pitt. Pitt is very, very basic on offense. And it's just a gritty, disgusting 11 a.m. game. Mm. This is a tone setter for the day. This is a game that
you want the points. Wake 7.
You
Wake
want the points.
+7.
You're never going to feel good about it. But Wake does have a few guys on the offensive end, especially at the receiver position, that can kind of catch the football. It'll be gross. Just take it.
Okay. Fine.
We're going to set
+7 against Pitt. Next.
Next will be our It's Just Business game of the week. Ohio State goes to Maryland. Maryland somehow, seemingly year after year, has a quarterback that tears his ACL like clockwork. I can't explain it. Doesn't even matter. Forget all the off-the-field issues. It just happens like clockwork. Ohio State only laying 14.5 at Maryland. It's another 11 a.m. game. Maryland can't score. Ohio State.
That seems silly. That line seems silly.
I think we've reached this point where Ohio State was overvalued for so long of the year, and then they didn't cover for like 6 weeks. Honestly, they didn't cover for over a month. That I think now there's still some value in Ohio State at this point. So lay 14.5. They're at Maryland. You can see it now. You walk into College Park. There's going to be like 13,000 people in that stadium. No one's going to be there. It's going to be a dead atmosphere. Give me the team with more talent.
Okay. Ohio State -14.5.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Sticking with our gritty roll up your sleeves game or game of the week, you got to take an under in a week like this, right, Jeff? If it's going to be gritty and gross.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to look to Blacksburg, Virginia, where all unders go to thrive. Miami and Virginia Tech under 51.5. You got to have an under this week, Jeff.
Under 51.5, Miami and Virginia Tech. What are each of those? What's the line on that game?
Believe Virginia Tech is a 6-point home dog. So most people would say, hey, Virginia Tech, home dog. If you want to trust Virginia Tech, by all means, go ahead. I will not be doing that. I just know that I've got two teams that I don't trust. Give me an under.
Okay. Number four.
Game number four. This is our Gamecast game of the week. Jeff, I don't know if you know this, but I'm nearly certain the Pac-12 network does not exist. I have looked far and wide. I have no idea where it is. I think it is mythical only. I have seen highlights from the Pac-12 network. Never actually seen a game from the Pac-12 network. So we got to have on a week like this, we have to have a game that we bet that we can't actually watch, and we have to follow it with GameCast updates. And so for that game of the week, we're going to the big game. We've got Cal +2 at home, finally snapping the streak. They haven't beaten Stanford since 2009, but you know it, I know it. David Shaw is going to come out with his patented run-run pass-punt offense. Cal's going to keep it ugly. Cal's got a few more playmakers on the outside. Give me Cal and those 2 points.
Cal +2 over against Stanford. And
over Stanford. That is... let's see, we got 1, 2... Wait, nope, that's 4. That was number 4.
Okay.
And then our final game of the week. I still have no idea how Oregon is only a 3.5-point favorite. All right, here's what people don't understand about the Pac-12. The Pac-12, we think as Southerners, as Northeasterners, we think like, oh, yeah, it's the West Coast. They're all kind of close to each other. Well, Tempe, Arizona, and Eugene, Oregon are like 1,500 miles apart. People never factor in the travel. Arizona State going to Outson Stadium. It's a 9:30 kickoff here locally. You're only having to lay 3.5 points with Oregon. Take this and run.
Okay. So, to summarize.
Yes.
Wake +7 against Pitt. Ohio State -14.5 over Maryland. Miami and Virginia Tech take the under. That's 51.5. I was just looking at this, by the way.
Uh-huh.
The Hurricanes, well, A, they've lost 4 in a row.
Yes.
But B, in their last, in this 4-game slide against Georgia Tech, Duke, Boston College, and Virginia, they scored a combined 60 points.
Yeah, not great. And not only that, last week, Georgia Tech, while you think like, oh, option, they run the ball, they give up a lot of points.
Well, it's funny. And then the Hokies, the problem is that the Hokies' defense has been a problem.
Yes, that is.
They have given up, and this is the problem. This is the only problem with that under, is that the Hokies have allowed 49 or more points 3 times this season against Old Dominion, Georgia Tech, and Pittsburgh.
That's why we're rolling up our sleeves this week, Jeff.
That's why you're rolling up your sleeves. Anyway, so he says take the under there, 51.5. Cal +2 against Stanford, and Oregon -3.5 over Arizona State. Those are your bets for the week. It's kind of a rough one.
It is a gross
weekend. Let's go to the glamour game of the week. That is Syracuse and Notre Dame. What say you?
Okay. This was when I was narrowing it down. This was just the odd man out because I just don't know if you can trust. My biggest problem is I don't know if Syracuse is good or not. I really don't. Like I that's where I really struggle. My gut says lay 10 points. That game's at Yankee Stadium. The weather's going to be disgusting perhaps. Like I just it felt like a no trust, but for me I'm a very strong lean to Notre Dame on that. Missed the card. 10 points.
10 points.
Yes.
Strong lean to Notre Dame.
Just missed the card.
Okay. And how about Memphis SMU tonight?
So Memphis SMU tonight, you look at it,
what's the line?
It's down to 7 now. It started at 8.5.
Memphis favored by 7.
I lean to Memphis just because I think Memphis is the more complete football team.
And they're playing well. They have been playing well. The bye, they've been playing well.
And Memphis this year, the record, I feel like Memphis is very similar to Missouri, and here's what I mean by that. If Missouri's 2 fluke situations away from only having 2 losses, that loss being Georgia and Alabama, a monsoon developed over Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia, South Carolina, and Missouri went from controlling the game completely by 2 scores to losing on the last possession. And then you look at the Kentucky-Missouri game where the questionable interference call occurs for Missouri. Kentucky scores the next play on an untimed down. If Missouri doesn't lose those 2 games in kind of fluke fashion, they're sitting here with only 2 losses, staring at 10-2, and perhaps being that third best team in the SEC. And the same thing I feel like with Memphis. They have 2 really, really fluky losses. The loss being the Navy loss when it started to rain and the UCF loss when it started to rain. I think overall Memphis is the better team than SMU. You know SMU is going to be pretty good offensively, but they couldn't stop a nosebleed.
Right. To the SEC very quickly, there's a lot of disgusting games.
Uh-huh.
Alabama versus the Citadel. Florida versus Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky versus MTSU.
Yeah.
Georgia versus UMass.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn versus Liberty. Texas A&M versus UAB, although go UAB, that's sort of fun. LSU versus Rice.
Yes.
And a lot of these are just in South Carolina versus Chattanooga.
There are three
disgusting
games.
Disgusting. So then why do we have so many bad SEC games this week?
Because the SEC won't expand to 9 conference games. And Nick Saban gets blamed for this on the whole schedule someone week before rivalry week, you know, schedule a bye game before rivalry week. But Urban Meyer's the one that started doing this. When he was at Florida in 2006, before Florida State, he brought
in... Everyone's basically just scheduling
because they got
big games.
Actually. Right. And so Nick Saban's right. If they would expand to 9 conference games, that would eliminate this. You wouldn't have this extra bye game. But I can understand the argument against it if you're the SEC. If you're the SEC and you add an extra conference game, you are putting yourself in greater danger of missing the playoff.
Out. Yes. Okay. Now let's. There are a few actual games.
Yes.
One is, and kind of critical. Tennessee, Missouri. Tennessee's got to win another game. Obviously, Tennessee, Missouri.
Yeah.
What do you think? That's at Tennessee.
I lean to Missouri only because Drew Locke kind of had this narrative. He doesn't play well against teams that are better. Tennessee's obviously a better team, but Drew Locke, against Florida, he played well. Last week, he played well. I just think Drew Locke's playing well enough, and I think Tennessee, if this game gets into the 30s, Tennessee can't keep up.
Okay. Arkansas, Mississippi State.
I was dangerously close to putting this one on the card. This feels like...
What's the line?
The line right now is 19.5 in favor of Mississippi State. I almost laid them with Mississippi State because this feels like the ultimate, Arkansas just played LSU close at home. This would take all those points. Give them to me. Like, that's free money. That's when State, I think, you'll look up and State just runs for 400 yards and they put up 45. It's a 45, 14 game.
And then finally, Ole Miss and Vandy. At Vandy. That game always... First of all, wasn't that game often early in the season? We've seen Ole Miss Vandy early in the season a bunch of times, I think.
Yes, it used to be...
And it sort of used to be a decided. There were two... I mean, they were... you'd expect Ole Miss to win, but they didn't always win.
Right? Correct.
They'd expect them to win. Now they're an underdog at Vandy.
They're an underdog at Vandy.
3.5? What is it?
Now it's currently 3 points.
3 points.
Ole Miss 0-6 against the spread in conference games. Always important to note. Vanderbilt has the ninth-ranked pass defense in the SEC. And so I watched this game last year. Vanderbilt could not cover Ole Miss. The problem that I'm having is Jordan Tamu's clearly banged up, and I'm not reporting it, but I'm nearly certain Scotty Phillips isn't playing. And so now Ole Miss is going to be in this weird spot where they can't stop the run. Vanderbilt is going to run all over them, and so you're going to get into this weird track meet where Vanderbilt's running it down your throat and Ole Miss is trying to throw it. And so how are they going to get a stop? But overall, I watched this game last year. Vanderbilt could do absolutely nothing with Ole Miss's receivers. I would actually take the 3 points. I'd actually take Ole Miss straight up.
Ole Miss, you would take the 3 points.
Yes.
Against Vanderbilt. All right. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkinshaw, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add 2 voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue? Low sex drive? Clothes sizes just kept getting bigger? Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyber Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. You know, at Firehouse Subs, they make their subs just the way you like them. Hot, hearty, and extraordinary. And now, there's a new reason to visit Firehouse Subs. The new Firehouse Pub Steak Sub. It's a hearty serving of savory hot steak with crispy fried onions and our rich Belgian beer cheese sauce. You heard me. Beer, cheese, sauce. But the mouth-watering new Pub Steak Sub is on tap for a limited time only. Order at firehousesubs.com or on the app, and they'll have your hot sub ready to pick up at the Rapid Rescue to Go station inside Firehouse Subs. And remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Aaron Rodgers, status.
It's a black hat, sir.
Looking for a new challenge? The Air National Guard protects the homeland you see and everything you can. Get trained to eliminate threats in the air, space, and even cyberspace. You have the intelligence. Now, make it a career with the Air National Guard. Visit us at goang.com/now or call us at 1-800-TOGOANG.
Threat eliminated, sir.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And take your Chili's to go.
Baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said...
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. So I was out at Cooper Systems yesterday just to drop in and pay a visit on Lee and Lauren Cooper. And I was reminded of a couple of things. First of all, it is an unbelievably good place if you want to buy a computer. There's a MacBook Air 13. I don't even know what these words mean because I'm not a computer guy. And this is refurbished, but it's basically like brand new. Intel Core i5 for $699. There's a MacBook Air 11, $599. They have these, they have this Phoenix line that they, that basically they custom build them. And they are upgradable. So you literally never need a new computer. Like most computers that you buy, they become obsolete. These are upgradable. So you custom to exactly what you need. And then they're 100% upgradable. So you never, literally will never need another computer. I was talking to him about apples they've got a guy named Greg in there who has worked for them for a while, who works on sort of their Apple expert. The Apple Store sends people to Cooper Systems to fix stuff routinely. And I guess that's the overwhelming sense you get at Cooper Systems is just the level of attentiveness. Like, whether you buy a new computer or whether you have a computer fixed, they are going to sit with you. You are going to turn it on. You're going to boot it up. They're going to make sure you know exactly whatever. Let's say there's a new operating system, exactly how it works, if it takes 15 minutes or if it takes an hour. If you take the computer home and you have a question and you want to bring it back because you have a question or you want to call them, they will pick up the phone and answer and they will walk you through it. It's the difference between buying a computer from a big box store and buying a computer from people. People who've been doing this for more than 30 years. Lee and Lauren Cooper. So give them a call, 360-9679, 360-9679. Or you can stop in and visit them at the Mount Moriah Office Park. It is 2744 Mount Moriah Parkway. It is the Mount Moriah Office Park. All right, let's wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
Well, it is a, it's a surprisingly, I think Memphis sports right now, pretty good place. Don't you think Memphis sports right now, if like Memphis football, okay, there were some disappointments along the way. But right now, they
control their own destiny.
They control their own. This astonishingly, they control their own destiny to win the American Athletic Conference West, which is what they were picked to do. And they have to beat SMU, and they have to beat Houston. And Houston can't even figure out if they want to wear a jacket or not. You look like you're about to say something.
No, I mean, to me, like, if you would have given Mike Norvell, if you would have just said, hey, the only detail you're getting is you've got 2 weeks to play in the season. If you win out, you win the division.
And would you take it?
Yes.
At the beginning of the season?
I think he would have
said He would have said yes. You're absolutely right. And now, if you'd given him all the details, he might have said, sure. I won't necessarily take
but
that.
But I'm just saying,
if you had given him, here you go, Mike, before the season begins, you will be in a position where if you beat SMU and beat Houston, you'll win the and then in the Houston games at home, you're going to win the Western Conference. He'd say, yeah, I'll take Western Division. He'd say, I'll take that, yeah. And so you've got that going on. You got the Memphis Grizzlies with a home game tonight against the suddenly wildly entertaining Sacramento Kings with the Jaren Jackson Jr., Marvin Bagley matchup, and with Dave Yeager's return, and with the Grizzlies, 8-5, ready to build on what they've done so far, which is, someone said to me at the talk that I was doing last night, they teach in South Memphis and they know who Steph is and they know who LeBron is, but they don't really like, they're not Grizzly fans. Like, and I said, well, that's too bad because these Grizzlies are about as, and I'm not Mr. Athlete role model guy like that. But I understand that like, There are other people in this world who should and can be better role models than your average athlete. But in terms of like an admirable collection of players, like what do you want? They make the most of their talent. They play together. They play hard. They're committed to each other. They have interests outside of basketball. It's not this sort of there doesn't have the crazy edge that it used to have in the grit and grind days. Like that, there's that, not that part of it, but it isn't.
It's more of a lunch pail crew.
What?
It's more of a lunch pail crew.
It is really an incredibly appealing basketball team. And JB Bickerstaff, as you've pointed out, I don't know how you can't like him.
Again, whenever you got a guy that, if you ask him a fair question, he gives you a fair response. There's no BS. He tells you like it is.
If you ask him about wrestling, he'll tell you he had wrestling dolls.
Yes.
You know, he doesn't.
Dolls.
He's awesome. And he's been playing his cards absolutely correctly. And so he's like, that's been fun. And then you've got the Memphis Tiger basketball team. And you get to watch the Tyler Harris show. Like, how much we're actually looking forward to Memphis Tiger basketball games again. A chance to go out and watch that team again is going to be a lot of fun. And so, so you've got a listen. It is a good time in Memphis sports.
I mean, to your point, I cannot remember a time where both all football, Tiger basketball, Grizzlies basketball were in November and they all still had something to play for.
Yeah, you can certainly remember higher highs for all of them.
Exactly. Right?
You can remember Final Four appearances for the Tigers. You can remember when the football Tigers were being ranked in the college football playoff rankings. You can remember Western Conference finals for the Grizzlies. But a time when all three are doing this well, there hasn't been many of those. And so it is a good time in Memphis sports. Of course, the sad news that we have talked about today is the death of Kareem Azab. Tubby Smith tweeted about that just a few moments ago. When Kareem was diagnosed, as ill a fit as Tubby was for this city, as poor a fit as he was for the city, unbelievably classy man, he immediately flew back to Memphis to be with Kareem Azab, and he tweeted out his condolences just a moment ago. What did Tubby say?
Kareem Azab came in as a young man who we recruited late that chose Memphis as we were building that program. He had a bright future and was loved by his teammates, our staff, and the Memphis fans. I know his family appreciates all the support and care he was given. He fought hard, but he ultimately lost his battle with cancer. All of our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends.
That's Tubby Smith on Kareem Azab. And it is true. All of our thoughts and prayers are with Kareem Azab, his family, and all of those who knew him and all of those who he touched. What's next?
Here's the bite of the day.
Well, Jeff, last night there was a Syracuse player that the announcer pointed out didn't have his name spelled correctly on his jersey. You might want to take a listen.
Boeheim gets fouled.
They don't even spell the coach's kid's name correctly on the back. Look at that. There's an E in there. Buddy Boeheim.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that? The coach's kid.
So it begs the question, intentional or unintentional?
Totally embarrassingly unintentional. I would love it if it were intentional, but it is totally 100% embarrassingly unintentional that they misspelled the name Boeheim on the back of a Syracuse
jersey. I mean, you can understand how it happens. I mean, he's only been there, what, 40 years?
It's a tough one. It's not Krzyzewski. Can you spell Krzyzewski?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I can't either. I look it up every time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. 1225, Jeff Goodman will be in, will join their program 1225 to talk some college basketball. Grant Napier, the Kings play-by-play radio announcer, will join Eric at 225. Then at 425, Dan Wolken will join the GP show. Jeff at 5 o'clock, Harvard Horn Lake on the schedule as well.
And let me tell you this, there is going to be a special, unbelievably big guest, probably, on Jason and John at 125. Probably. Don't miss it, probably. We'll talk to you Monday, but for now, our work here is done.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station.
Hey, this is John Martin. You guys know sports is what I do. So if sports is what you do, too, I got the perfect spot for you to go to, and that's the Blue Monkey. It's a great place to catch whatever game happens to be on TV. And it's also a great spot for comfort food, like the hot wing rolls. It's a delicacy. They will not disappoint. Also, it's a fantastic burger spot. In addition to burgers, you got to try the Beef Eater. It's a thinly sliced, slow roasted prime beef with melted Swiss on a Parmesan crusted sourdough bun with tiger sauce. And the prime Philly is from the same slow roast prime rib Philly style with peppers, onions, and Swiss on a hoagie served with au jus. If you want something a little lighter, the Grilled Chicken Club is amazing. It's fully dressed with bacon, cheddar, and jack cheeses, lettuce, tomato, and honey mustard served on a sesame seed bun or croissant. Tons of options. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Papa Top's West Coast turnaround Saturday. Free World.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new club car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten, and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Hey, it's the $6 million man. Remember getting me as a kid? Feel that way again with the Honda Accord during Happy Honda Days. It comes standard with Honda Sensing, a suite of safety and driver assist features. Race you there. Get something you'll love during Happy Honda Days. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Accord.
Visit your Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals during the Happy Honda Days sales event.
See dealer for financing details.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
You can feel it in the air. Electrifying night with Johnny Lang live Friday, February 8th.